CRISPR-Cas9, the gene editing tool, has been in the news for some time now as Chinese and Russian scientists announce editing of human embryos. Now an even more powerful version has arrived, and Jeffrey Kahn, director of the Berman Institute of Bioethics at Johns Hopkins, says we must develop guidelines for its use.
It's called Prime CRISPR-Cas9. It's more precise, more controllable. It will offer an even better tool. It's a very promising and exciting time in molecular biology and the applications of that for human health. And you can talk about agriculture and food production, all sorts of things too, where CRISPR and gene editing have applications. But when there's a tool that seems even more precise and more alluring to use, we have to talk about how to create appropriate controls.
Kahn notes that international organizations are addressing this issue, but participation is voluntary in the world scientific community. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.